here, it might not be as long. We had Curly, I'm pretty sure it'd be a lot longer. Curly had a myelogram today. We got to remember him in prayer, too. He said he was going to let us know how it went. I just texted him, asked him how it went. He must still be asleep. All right. So how many's ever, just for a few weeks, you know, this is kind of really light. We've had some heavy-duty stuff, so here's some light stuff. It's not really light because this will help you through your day. How would you like to know that you could just, this is like vitamin C. This is like echinacea. This is like getting your multivitamin. This is this stuff right here. And it's actually, how many have said, like when I say, if you're not here after while I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. And you'll go to somebody and say, what he said. What he said. A lot of times, you know, with God, you know, he's looking at his word. And instead of trying to figure out things, and just, instead of putting my word on it, I can just put God's word on it instead of mine. It would be a whole lot better, a whole lot simpler. What he said. What he said. So this is so awesome. Would you like your day to be brighter? Every day. Every day. Every day. Would you like your world to be brighter? Your work? Your life? Well, we have, and of course, your world and your work and your life are three different things. Your life, of course, is you. Your world is all those that are around you, that are your people, and your work is involving the work and or the people that you work with. It may not be part of your inner circle or outer circle. We have more control of these than imagined. Maybe not the actual situation, but the way we see things and respond. Instead of listening to every random voice daily and responding accordingly, try listening to what God says and then respond versus react. A lot of times we're just reacting, waiting for it to hit us, and then we react. And that's a bad way to live. Waiting for it to hit you, and then you react. I mean, that's just saying that I'm at the mercy of whatever's going to happen to me. I'm at the mercy of it. It doesn't matter what happens. I know God's got control, but I'm not ready for it because all I'm going to do is say, you know, like sometimes it's a cop-out when you tell somebody I'm really having a problem. You go, we'll pray about that. Or you say, well, you pray about it? Sure. And you walk off and you might think about it 2 weeks later. You know, sometimes I'm praying about it can be a cop-out. I'm not saying it always is. Some folks take that very seriously, but some people don't, you know. And so, and a lot of times people, again, they spend their life kind of floundering around. And when things happen, then they get serious with God or then so they call God in on it. And God's saying, put me in front and watch what will happen. So this is putting God in front. Okay? Matter of fact, if you were taking notes, this puts God in front of situations, not behind. Okay? So start your day with God. Again, now I got a lot of verses on the back of this page. So you better look at these. Yeah. Yes, I got a bunch of verses up there. All the verses we're going to talk about is on the back of that page. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now remember, this is Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you want to look at, I love looking at this. This day which the Lord has brought about, remember we talked about a few weeks ago, it's he come up with the recipe for this day. He's got the ingredients for this day. Remember the sugar cookies? And then the message says, this is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. It doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or ugly. We can still celebrate the day. We don't have to celebrate the events, but we can celebrate the day. Because, again, I was in there, sitting in there in the counseling session, waiting for them to call Bethany in. And I was really saying, God, when is this going to be over? You know, and sometimes the woman's even working. And then turn around looking, a little girl comes up beside me. And they put her up beside me. And she didn't have any hands. They were burnt off. And her body was burnt, most of her body. And her feet, her shoes, they couldn't even tie them. They just had them up there with the tongues hanging out of the big old tennis shoes. And she was in a wheelchair. And so, and I looked over at her, and she was just smiling. And she looked at me, and she smiled. And what she was doing is the Lord was going, and you going to complain. Remember, this is the day the Lord has made. I may not like the situation, but it's still the day He's made. Let's say it. That's right. That's right. Good Lord, it's morning. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's good. Good. Good morning, Lord. So here we go. And that's the very first scripture on the back of your page. All right. I rejoice. See, this first thing I do is I rejoice. It says, this is the Lord, that is the Lord made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I rejoice because I am God's child. I've been filled with His Spirit. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The Holy Spirit's bigger than any problem, any obstacle, any challenge. The Holy Spirit will give me wisdom and discernment regarding every decision I need to make today. Now, let me back up just a minute. This day, Lord, I will rejoice and be glad in it. God's mercy and grace are new every morning in my life. If you look on the back of your things, it is the Lord's mercies. By His mercies, we're not consumed because His compassion fails not. They're new every morning. Great is our faithfulness. Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. Then, the Spirit, the greater is He that's in me. 1 John 4 and 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. When I acknowledge, first I got to rejoice. Then when I acknowledge God through prayer and worship, my steps are ordered and directed of Him. The Lord gives me wisdom and insight concerning all the affairs of my life. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And on the back of your page, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he does not utterly be cast down. Meaning you're going to slip, you're going to fall. There's many times you're going to fall on your face, but God's going to pick you back up, for the Lord holds him up with His hand. I remember taking my boys when they were little sometimes and taking Bethany, and we're having to move fast because something's coming across the yard or move fast because they're trying to get out of the way. And I'm holding them by their hand and trying to run. All of a sudden they're not running. I'm kind of pulling them. Or they fall down, but when they fall down, they trip. I've got them by the hand, so although they go down, I pull them back up. That's what God says. The same thing. He's there. He's there waiting for you. And that's an awesome, awesome thought. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord grasps his hand in support and upholds him. The message, stalwart walks in step with God, his path blazed by God. He's happy. If he stumbles, he's not down for long. God has a grip on his hand. So, when I acknowledge God through prayer and worship, my steps are ordered. That's awesome. And when my steps are ordered, when I'm acknowledging God, here's some things you can look at. I choose to be a blessing to those around me. Now, everybody in here has the potential to brighten up a room or darken it. Everybody. You can brighten up a room or darken it. The choice is yours. Yeah, some brighten it when they leave. Yeah, some darken it when they enter and brighten it when they leave. And some brighten it when they leave and it gets darker. I mean, brightens when they come in, it darkens when they leave. All right, so here we go. I can do all things through Christ. I will be blessing all those around me that no matter what happens today, I know God will see me through. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Let's look back over here again. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:16. The other one was Galatians 6:7. So, be a blessing. Then next, honor God. Today I choose to honor God. Today by the words I speak, I will honor God by the way I act. I will honor God by allowing His love, light, and truth to shine through me. So, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14. And then I will choose to believe, here he goes, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Christ Jesus. He always causes me to triumph. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Today is going to be a great day. Again, And the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and be careful to observe them. Deuteronomy 28:13. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed when you go out. Deuteronomy 28:6. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Never tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his overwhelming might. Ephesians 6:10. You take this and stick this in your Bible, or take this and stick it in your work area, and you find a little rough time, you need a little rough spot, pull this out. Look at it. That's what this is for. This is your little spiritual first aid kit that you can carry with you. I'm trying to hurry up because I don't want y'all to get caught in that rain. Another storm's coming. It's already starting to rain, looks like. Getting foggy one. Is there any questions or any comments? It don't have to last forever to be eternal. There's a whole lot there. That was powerful. That's a lot there. That's God's word. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to take a while for that to sink in. That's right. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end this. If y'all need to, you can get away from the storm. They said one's coming. I think this is the end of the storms tonight, praise God. Amen? Amen. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I ask you right now, Lord, to minister to us and through us, Father. Make the difference in our life right now, God. Truly, you are awesome, and you have everything under control. I ask you right now, Lord, to minister to us and through us, Father. Make the difference that only you can make. And, Father, we'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Help us, Lord, to keep this stuff fresh in our minds. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen.